Hello, is there someone here?
Hello, it's been such a long time since I last saw someone.
Ah, what are you? A ghost?
Yes, that's what you call it. I'm that. I died coming in this country. Do you want to hear my story?
Well, yes. I want to know if this house is worth staying in, with a ghost in there.
It starts a Sunday morning. The 3rd May, 1787. Beyond the Dead, a podcast by Amy Smith. At the time, I was in a cell, the same one I had for 1 year because I had stolen a loaf of bread. The guard slammed the bar of my cell and told me that they were going to put me in another jail since this one was going to welcome a new convict. Then they took me to a boat, the Scarborough, if I remember correctly. As I was pushed onto the boat with the handcuffs around my wrist, I saw so many children. Most of them looked like they were dead but alive at the same time. So like zombies? Yes. Then they put us below the deck. We were so many. It felt like you couldn't even breathe down here. The journey to the land was really hard and really long. The other prisoners and me were so hungry. The sailors ate more than us. And if we weren't happy with it, they would punish us. Were there any mutiny, since it does seem like you were being treated badly by the marine guys? Well, some of us tried, and they got caught before they could do something, and then they were very badly punished. This entire journey took us 252 days. But we didn't do it in one go, no. We stopped multiple times, like at Santa Cruz and Rio de Janeiro, where we fixed the boat. At this point, approximately 45 people had died, either from illnesses or for anger. When we finally got to the place that Captain James Hook talked about, Botany Bay, if I heard the sailor correctly. Philip? Oh, I forgot to present him. It's important to the story. So, Commodore Arthur Philip was the leader of the expedition, and that's the one who decided that we shouldn't stay here since the soil wasn't rich enough to make something grow. There was also the fact that no water was drinkable here. So we continued the trip to the north, and on January 23, we arrived at Sydney Cove. But don't you think that being on land was any better? At first, I thought so, but it was even worse because when we got there, we needed to settle, and what better idea than to make the prisoners work hard to build and prepare this land for people to live in? So we worked and worked. We didn't have a choice. If we stopped, we would suffer excessive punishment. And for those who didn't die on the boat, they died on land, for sure. I would know since I'm one of those. Oh, that's horrible. But with your story, I guess that I will stay in this house. Yes, I promise you that I'm not that horrible of a roommate.